This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
President Trump, if you think the drug companies are going to line up and beg you to make sure that they make less money, you're kidding yourself.
The Health Ranger Report.
Any talk about health care reform that doesn't sock it to the drug companies is a total joke.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
Well, the world is rapidly approaching a breaking point financially as well as in terms of government stability or social stability. Let me just cover some of the flashpoints that are happening right now, any of which could trigger the global financial collapse that we know is imminent and we know is coming. It can't be stopped, but we don't know the timing. So here are some of the flashpoints right now. Obviously, we have Venezuela breaking down into civil war, virtually. Citizens' armed revolt against their incompetent socialist government led by Maduro, who is now almost literally engaged in warfare against his own citizens in order to stay in power. Citizens starving to death. The government there is doing things like taking armored cars and ramming them into crowds of protesters, literally just running over people, murdering them with government vehicles, which is, of course, an ISIS terrorist tactic now being used by the government. There's socialism on display for you, isn't it? Yeah. All right, so that's just one area. We've got Toronto, Canada. We have a housing bubble crash. Now imminent, the housing prices have been skyrocketing for the last several years, creating a massive bubble. One of the biggest lenders there in Toronto has gone almost bankrupt. They had to be bailed out by a public pension fund. I think that's what it was. A public pension fund. Yeah, they took all that money, I don't know how many billion dollars, and handed it over to the mortgage lender, who's engaged in predominantly subprime mortgage loans. Where have we heard that before? A 2008 mortgage crash in the United States, of course, you know, 2006 through 2008. Subprime mortgage crash, which, of course, you can read on naturalnews.com how we publicly predicted that accurately before it happened. So there's just another case. China is in a lot of trouble. China's on the verge of an economic collapse. And they are doing everything in sort of totalitarian style to try to prevent the crash from happening. They have a massive misallocation of capital with the building of entire ghost cities. There are entire cities in China that have been built, massive, just row after row of apartment buildings. They're all empty. People are buying them because they don't have anywhere else to put their money, really, that they trust. So they've built these massive cities, and people are using them as retirement investments, thinking they can sell those apartments later on. That's going to be a very bad collapse when that finally kicks in. Of course, China likes to put a lot of capital controls on everybody to say things like, you are not allowed to sell stocks when they're falling. That will be criminalized, or actually it already is in many ways in China. Now, in addition to those countries, we've got, of course, the chaos happening in Europe. The UK is on the verge of its own debt collapse. We've got, of course, political chaos happening in France right now as well, with the recent elections there and a lot of people unhappy no matter which way things go. A lot of people happy, a lot unhappy, social chaos, riots in the streets, lots of terrorist attacks that are harming French citizens in many different ways, especially targeting women. So we've got a lot of potential for economic collapse all throughout Europe, the UK, Germany, of course, Merkel being a former Stasi class communist agent who is now running Germany into the ground because she hates the German people, maybe, kind of the way Obama hated the American people, something like that. So that's coming on. In addition to that, Russia has its own massive financial problems. Russia's economy is primarily built on the export of energy, natural gas and oil and basically hydrocarbons. And a lot of that is threatened by the West. Why do you think there is a war in Syria right now? It's all about the West attempting to deny Russia, Putin in particular, access to the Western ports of Syria, which give Russia access to the Mediterranean Sea and provide one of the few port areas that Russia has access to that doesn't freeze over in the winter. So it's a very important strategic asset for Russia's naval power, which is very small, by the way. I think Russia only has one functioning aircraft carrier. That's not much at all. Speaking of aircraft carriers, the United States doesn't really have that many either. I don't know the exact number, but China is starting to churn out its own home-built aircraft carriers. And it has created an aircraft carrier factory that can, at least reportedly, simultaneously produce 4 aircraft carriers at once. They have these assembly lines going, and they're going to be churning out a massive amount of naval power soon. Of course, being China, you got to wonder if any of those aircraft carriers will actually work. everything else that China makes suffers from extreme quality control problems. And since government tends to do things in the most incompetent way possible as a universal property of government, you got to wonder if you take China, which is culturally already lacking quality control, and then you have a project run by the Chinese government, which adds another layer of incompetence to it, you got to wonder, will these aircraft carriers be able to launch any aircraft that will fly? I mean, seriously, that's not a thinly veiled insult to China or anything. They really have quality control problems. You got to wonder if anything they make will work. In any case, you've got, of course, Brazil now also added to this, another BRICS nation on the verge of its own political upheaval, financial collapse, debt collapse, you name it. And then I can't leave the United States out of this either. Massive debt, $20 trillion and growing. More than half of that was created under President Obama, who might as well be called a financial arsonist for what he has done and set fire to the U.S. economy with all this debt, and has heaped it upon the shoulders of President Trump, who is now facing an almost certain debt collapse in the next 4 years, which may have been the plan all along. Allow him to get elected, cause the global debt collapse, blame it on Donald Trump, and discredit Republicans forever. I wouldn't be surprised if that's what the central bank is planning on doing. So that's just an overview of some of the financial problems and possible flashpoints that exist around the world right now. There are many, many more than what I have mentioned in the Middle East. Australia has some issues as well. Japan has huge issues continuing. Taiwan is even starting to get into debt problems with all of its social welfare programs. And of course, many nations in South America are on the verge of financial collapse. But then again, it's kind of always been that way, it seems, for a lot of those nations. So things are really headed for a cascading global debt collapse, like a house of cards, a collapse that will spread like a contagion from one central bank to the next, from one government to the next. We are looking at a real dire financial situation globally. The only question is, which major event will trigger the cascading collapse? And I can't answer that question. We don't know the trigger point or the trigger event. We just know that circumstances are primed for a trigger type of event, sort of like a forest fire that's got lots of fuel and it's dry and it's ready to go up in flames, but it's hard to say who's going to ignite the fuel and cause the forest fire to initiate. We don't know the answer to that. In the case of forest fires, it's often just a bolt of lightning, believe it or not, that sets them off, not human arson. So perhaps we will see a bolt of lightning type of event, metaphorically speaking, in the financial world, which could be actually a natural disaster. It could be a solar flare. It could be an act of nuclear terrorism from North Korea. I didn't even mention North Korea in all of this, but as you know, that situation is quite dicey as well. So if you're not thinking about preparedness during all of this, you're going to find yourself in a world of hurt. So definitely check out collapse.news for coverage of this every day, and also survival.news And for financial matters, we are starting to cover more finance on a new site called risk.news. Just the word risk, R-I-S-K. Thank you for listening. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, for healthrangerreport.com.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.